4 years ago, the plans for Idaho's first medical school began. Idaho ranks 49th in terms of overall physicians per capita, and because the baby boomer generation is going into retirement, they're needing more healthcare. But Idaho is experiencing a shortage of physicians. The Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine is located in Meridian. I spoke with the dean, Dr. Robert Hasty, about the importance of the school for the region.
So ICOM is going to change healthcare for the region for generations to come. What we're going to do by training caring and competent physicians for Idaho and for the region, it's going to supply excellent and well-trained and caring physicians for Idaho, rural areas of Idaho, the region, and the nation.
Dr. Hasty has been in academic medicine for the last 14 years. During this time, he's been a program director of residency programs, served as vice chair of the internal medicine department at Nova Southeastern University of Osteopathic Medicine in Florida, and was the founding associate dean at North Carolina's first osteopathic medicine school before he was hired as the dean of ICOM 3 years ago. When the college was in the planning stages, the first employees didn't even know where they would be located. Dr. Hasty explains the process of making that decision.
You know, at the time, we actually weren't even sure where we even going to locate the school. We knew we were going to be here because of the great needs for the region. And our mission is for Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota. So, shortly after I came on board, we did some exploration and finally decided on putting it here in beautiful Meridian, Idaho.
Right now, ICOM has 42 students from Idaho, 14 students from the five-state region, and the rest are from all around the country, but mainly from California, Texas, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Jerem Ruby is a student who graduated from BYU-Idaho with a degree in biochemistry. He explains what it's like to be in the inaugural class.
So there's a few things that are unique. There are no upperclassmen, so we can't look up to anybody to ask for advice except for the faculty. And actually, it's really nice that way because we have the faculty all to ourselves. So we're able to really get a lot of access to them and their various expertise. So we have professors from different medical fields who we get one-on-one time with if we want. They have an open-door policy. So
ICOM's mission is to serve Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Hasty explains why they are focusing on students from this region.
Our focus is for Idaho and the five-state region, so we would like to actually increase numbers from Idaho and for the region. We do guarantee interviews, not necessarily admission, for any Idahoan who actually meets our minimum criteria. So we really want to get, those Idahoans that have the fire in the belly to become physicians to apply and matriculate here.
Ruby plans on practicing medicine in Idaho and talked about settling down back in Rexburg.
So I plan on staying in Idaho. So that's kind of the mission of ICOM, to serve in the rural areas of Idaho and that five-state region. So I'm really looking forward to staying in Idaho and serving this community.
ICOM is partnered with Idaho State University and hospitals around Idaho. Dr. Hasty acknowledged the importance of graduating students from BYU-Idaho, which he simply calls BYU.
We value our students from BYU. And what we've already seen with the students from BYU is that they're extremely well-trained. They do extremely well during the admissions process. And please send us more students from BYU. We love BYU.
Ruby says students who are looking into the medical field should consider ICOM as a medical school, and here's why.
This is a really good place. And the honor code system here is very similar to the honor code at BYU-Idaho. It's a really great atmosphere. So if you like BYU-Idaho for the atmosphere, you will love ICOM for that same reason. And that's one of the reasons I chose the school.
ICOM began classes on August 15th. For more information, visit idahocom.org or call 208-696-4266. For general inquiries, email info@idahocom.org. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Hassel.